This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Tuca sucks. We need to trade him. He sucks. He's awful. Screw Tuca.
On WAAF.
Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and find out about their Spring into Savings program. Because you listen to this show, you're going to get 10% off a brand new metal roof. So go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And here now are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
6:58 a.m.
Oh, geez. Ah, what the heck? Guy, what are you doing? Man, getting really full here on the Bruins bandwagon. Giddy up.
End of message.
Well, tonight, I can't wait for tonight. I got to get up to St. Lawrence in time to watch this game tonight and get the food cooked on the grill and be ready to sit myself down somewhere and watch the Bruins game.
Will you be wearing your jersey you watch the game on your phone?
Of course I will. Rob, what do professional athletes think of grown men who wear jerseys at an event?
I think it's hilarious. But as a child, I had an Emmitt Smith jersey, because I was like, it's my idol.
Right.
And maybe if I didn't play at the professional level that I would still wear the jersey. Yeah. But as a pro, it'd be hard for me to rock a jersey.
Right.
I almost went. So here's the thing. I'm friends with Chris Long.
Yep.
Really good friends. I almost went to a Philly game in Philly. And I was going to wear a Chris Long jersey, but I couldn't wear an Eagles jersey.
Right. You couldn't do it.
Because I can't do it. So I went online and I was looking at his college jerseys, Virginia jersey. So I would have rocked a Chris Long college Virginia football jersey at a football game.
Yeah. Just not an Eagles.
Not an Eagles. No. You can't. I couldn't. If anyone spotted me, I would have lost every opportunity to work in Boston. And that would have just been the end of me. So. But I mean, I would do it for fun. Like if I knew the guy personally, Chris Long, he's my friend. But if I didn't know Chris Long, I wouldn't Chris Long jersey on. Yeah. I mean, I have a Ninkovich jersey, hockey Bruins jersey.
Right. Yeah,
I wouldn't wear it, but it's cool. I have it.
You have it.
8:53 a.m.
Talk about changing the state flag. They might as well. They've already changed the state tree and state flower to the construction barrel and road cones.
End of message.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, Cambridge. They want to remove the state flag from City Hall because it's triggering a few people.
8:58 a.m.
Hey, Sis Grimy, if two vegetarians are having an argument, do they still call it a beef? Oh, boy.
End of message.
That was
excellent.
Great dad joke.
Yeah, good dad joke.
Great dad joke.
Wednesday, 12:22 p.m.
Right, am I on? Yeah. Right, so I have a bone to pick with Greg Hill, Danielle Ma, Mike Hsu, Wyndham Byers, 7,464 shows. I helped do the high school sports, and now once is my phone wing to help my friend Wyndham Byers and do the sports. So here's my audition tape.
The Boston Bruins came one step closer to hosting Lord Stanley's Cup on Tuesday night after turning victory against the Carolina Panthers. The Bees are now 5 wins away from hoisting the championship. And that's your WAF Sports Minute. I'm Mike Mahone. All right, so anyways, the Massachusetts State Police is looking into this, and justice will prevail.
End of message.
We should have Can Man fill in for LB next week.
Can
Man on sports.
You know the logistics of that?
2:07 p.m.
Okay, oh man, I don't know how long I have, but I need only like 20 seconds. I don't know if your voicemail goes that long, so what am I down to now? 10. So I had this great idea. I was thinking, oh great, I'm down to like 30 seconds now. And I was thinking, if I just leave 100 voicemails, maybe at some point, maybe in 10 seconds or so, you could get to my point or you'll find my point. I don't know. It's just an idea. I'm going to go with it. Scott from Weymouth, out.
End of message.
You need a fake laugh.
2:12 p.m.
Guys, this is absolutely insane. You're telling me it's been like 2 or 3 days and not one person has pointed out or said anything about it. Where's LB? Greg, can you give us an update on where LB is? Because, I mean, you haven't said it a million times or anything. Oh, my God.
End of message.
Well, listen, there's people who come in and out.
So where's LB? I demand it. Answers.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the guy's dealing with it's basically kind of a leave of absence thing. And
yeah, he's dealing with some stuff. I've said it a lot. He'll let you know.
I know, but there's people who come in and out. Right, yeah. And they want to know where he is. And
sure.
I get that. But,
yeah.
But it's kind of his own
personal business.
I'm sure
he'll update you when he's back.
Yeah. So that's it.
2:54 p.m.
Scott from Weymouth sounds like such a whiny little girl. Yep, that's definitely the case of no tea.
End of message.
No tea. Scott from Weymouth, no tea.
4:16 a.m.
Top of the morning, chaps. Benedict Cumberbatch here. Haven't checked in a little bit. Figured I'd say hello. Just wanted to say that the ball baby is still doing okay. I am still enjoying my Avengers Endgame money, and I am currently going out to buy Mrs. Shu a new car because she says that her old one is broken down. I think she said she wanted to name it Betty or something. We'll see what happens. Cheerio!
End of message.
Shu's wife, Rob. Loves Benedict Cumberbatch.
Obsessed.
It really bothers. I don't know. Is Mrs. Ninkovich, does she have like a celebrity pass? Like if
Hemsworth, but that ain't happening.
Oh, it's Hemsworth?
Yeah, he's too jacked up and big and strong. He's like 6'2".
Yeah. Oh, so she likes
Liam?
She like Liam.
Liam or Chris is two.
Oh, what's the bigger one?
Thor?
Yeah.
I think that's Chris.
It's Chris.
Yeah. Liam's
they're
the
both
one that's
good
Miley
looking,
Cyrus.
But Chris is like, he's really good looking. He's a good looking guy. Like, he's a stud. He's blonde hair, blue eyed, like chiseled, like 6'3".
Does she give you one?
No, I don't think
so.
Who
would it be? who would yours be?
Oh, man. That's tough. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
This was not covered in the five languages of love.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not in the five languages of love book.
I have none. I have no.
Good answer,
I
Rob.
Have zero. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wink. Never, ever thought of any celebrity or
none.
Very any, great actress.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, I have none. Continue.
4:55 a.m.
Oh, hey, this is just a concerned listener. And, you know, in favor to your conversation the other day, I don't think you guys should be, like, executive, you know, producer or anything, because it just puts, like, too much pressure on everyone else. So you should just get rid of your titles around there, you know, be like everyone else.
End of message.
We're all on the same level, great. And we all get paid the same as Greg.
We were talking.
No, the CEO doesn't even get paid, but Greg gets paid.
Oh, will you stop that?
Look, you're blushing.
I don't make more money.
You're being disingenuous.
I don't make more money than the CEO. Lies.
That's
ridiculous.
It's like 10 grand less.
What is...
Can I get some hard numbers here? What's going on?
It's my first day.
We're
not getting any.
Okay, all right. No. Let's go.
Because he doesn't pay for meals. That's how he's able to stay so wealthy.
Oh,
I'm like Tom. I take the hometown discount all the time. I just want to stay here. I take the hometown discount.
What market
discount.
Do you think this is?
What hometown are you from?
Wichita Falls?
7:03 a.m.
So what's up with this new sports director? He's on time and he's sober? That's not how we do things around here.
End of message.
Yeah, you were early this morning, actually.
Yeah, I don't like to be late, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
This is my profession.
Yeah.
If I was late,
right.
I was cut or fired. I just like to be early. And in Boston traffic, every minute waiting, if you don't leave, like you're just screwing yourself. So like get out early and drive. That's what I thought.
Is that what frustrates Bill the most?
Being late?
Being late.
Well, you just won't be around. Like,
yeah.
You just can't do it. It's unacceptable.
Yeah. It's unacceptable.
So you can't be late.
You just don't.
Yeah. You just don't.
Right.
Because then you're cut.
Right.
Especially if you're young.
So you leave like an hour early?
Well, I live really close. So I built a home to where I could run if I had to. If it was like a really bad storm, I'd just run to the stadium.
Smart.
Straight through the woods.
Derek, the Steelers fan, wants to talk to you.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to Derek. All right. Thank you for participating in today's Hill Mail segment. I appreciate that. Here's a 508 text that says, "Wow, Ninkovich is whipped. He wouldn't even say the celebrity."
No, he's smart.
I am very smart. Yeah. Well, maybe not very smart. I just understand. I understand right. that there are certain things that you need to be aware of.
Yes.
And that would be stating the person that you would like to have a pass with.
Right.
Probably wouldn't be the best going
probably
home.
Not the best thing to keep that to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Just say, no, I wouldn't. I just wouldn't do it.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Especially with someone as lovely as Mrs. Ninkovich.
Yeah.
Right. You just
exactly.
don't do that.
Yeah. But I love that. like Carrie Underwood sings really nice.
Think about right, that. Now I'm just going to shut you off right ours. Now there, Ninko.
No, that's I was just saying that I'm a fan of her singing.
Oh, right.
Yeah, talented. Yeah.
She's very talented, sure. like the national anthem. Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.